The postseason for the Patriots begins tomorrow night in Foxborough as the team hosts the Tennessee Titans. A trip to the AFC Championship is on the line, and quarterback Tom Brady says he's ready to get on the field.
It's a great feeling to be in this place. So I know we're excited. We've had a good week, and just got to go out there and try to play our best.
With us now to preview the game is ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Mike, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, my coach, Bill Belichick, hates distractions, but there are certainly a few this week. Let's talk about how the team's dealing with them. First, there are the offensive and defensive coordinators. Both are considered strong candidates to fill head coaching jobs around the NFL. How's the team reacting to that?
Well, Jack, they have a lot of experience dealing with situations like this. They've sort of become experts at being able to balance those coaches interviewing for those jobs, but also maintaining their focus on the task at hand, which is trying to win this playoff game.
A week ago, there was a big story in ESPN, the magazine, about apparent tensions between quarterback Tom Brady, coach Bill Belichick, and owner Robert Kraft. How have those three responded to that this week?
Well, they all responded in different ways. Tom Brady addressed it three different times in two different radio interviews and then in a news conference and basically said, there's nothing to see here.
You know, there's a lot at stake, and I think everyone's put a lot into it. So it doesn't really matter what happens outside of, you know, this facility and what we're trying to accomplish. It's a big task to go out and win a playoff game.
Bill Belichick addressed it in two different radio interviews. And then when it was time to meet with reporters on Tuesday this week at the stadium for the first time, he got up to the interview podium and came with this message.
Dealt with some non-Tennessee subjects here over the last few days. At this point, I'm all in on Tennessee, so I'll answer any questions about the Titans, if that's it.
And Robert Kraft also answered questions on it. You know, they're basically saying, look, that's off to the side. We're all together here, and the focus should be on football.
So what about the rest of the team? Coach obviously wants them thinking about just the Tennessee Titans, but any sign here that anyone's concerned about the future?
No, you know, I was in the locker room 4 days this week, and the players, a lot of them, acknowledged that the article was out and that they had read it. They're so used to dealing with this stuff. When you think about all the things that have surrounded this team over the years, when you think back to Aaron Hernandez, when you think back to NFL investigations on videotaping or on underinflated footballs, this is lower in scale and in scope for them. And they really take their cue from Bill Belichick, who tells them, you know, we're not talking about this. And if you do, quite frankly, you will be in trouble. And so the players really fall in line with that message.
Let's talk about the game this weekend. Let's talk about the Titans. They are a wild card team, but we should note they just beat a team that beat the Patriots to start the season. So how good a team are the Titans?
Well, the Titans are a heavy underdog in this game, and they are coming in with nothing to lose. So this is one of those situations where the Patriots need to expect the unexpected, because when you have a team coming in that no one believes really will be able to win the game, they're going to pull out all the stops. And that can be a dangerous team in one respect, but if the Patriots play their game, they should be able to beat them.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks. Two very different styles here, right?
Two very different styles. Marcus Mariota is a mobile quarterback, and he can really move, and that concerns the Patriots, his ability to make plays with his feet. Tom Brady, on the other hand, if he's running, they often joke it's in slow motion. He's going to do it with his arm, but the difference here, Tom Brady has played in 34 career postseason games. That's more than two full regular seasons worth of games. Marcus Mariota just won playoff games. So the edge in experience decisively goes to Brady and the Patriots.
Thanks, Mike. We look forward to hearing from you again on Monday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jack.
Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis here on WBUR.